Good evening. Oregon State Police and Deschutes County are investigating a case that involved a reported shooting between hunters near Benham Falls. Deschutes County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Brian Husband says they were contacted about a reported shooting between Benham and Dillon Falls. The complaint came in shortly before 8 o'clock this morning.
It'd be about a quarter mile downstream from the Slough Camp boat launch. Two sets of hunters, this area is accessed by boat, and they were both complaining that either party was shooting at each other, and that is under investigation as we speak.
Were any of the injuries very serious?
No serious injuries, no medical attention required. As I said, Deschutes County Sheriff's Office responded, located and contacted both shooting parties. Oregon State Police also responded and is assisting with the investigation.
Sergeant Husband says occasionally during hunting season, they respond to disputes over hunting territory. A spark from a sander ignites some sawdust, sending 15 employees out of a commercial building on Boyd Acres Road around 8:15 this morning in Bend. Bend Fire and Rescue reports that when they arrived, heavy fire was coming from the rear of Chester Cabinets. Owner Robin Chester says he heard an explosion. Employees noticed the fire and called 911. The loss is estimated at $30,000. One of the investigators in the Deschutes County DA's office lost her job last week. DA Patrick Flaherty laid off Sharon Sweet, saying he needed to cut his budget. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports on one commissioner's reaction.
Deschutes County Commissioner Alan Unger was on KBND's Your Town Wednesday morning talking about the layoff.
And Patrick Flaherty, the district attorney, said that the layoff was made because of needing to cut expenses.
That's what he said.
Commissioner Unger says they will be discussing ways to expand Sweet's job with the county. Sweet was employed three-quarters of her time with the DA's office and one-quarter time with the county, mainly investigating personnel matters. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend says she plans to run for re-election. She told KBND News yesterday that she planned to file the paperwork in Salem today, and she did.
Last poll show I had 82% approval rating in my district, so I'm feeling pretty good that I've represented my constituents well.
She says there is no word yet on a Democratic challenger, but would welcome the competition and the opportunity to debate the issues. The official search has been called off for a missing Portland area woman whose car was found near Estacada in the Mount Hood National Forest. 1110 KBND's Jim Ferretti has more.
She hasn't been seen since last Thursday, and now searchers say if she's lost in the woods, she's most likely not alive.
Her lack of appropriate clothing when she went missing, the amount of time that she's been out there and the weather conditions, we consulted with a medical expert and some experienced search and rescue people in the community.
And that has caused the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office to stop the field activities. However, the search will never stop, according to Sergeant James Rhodes.
We'll always continue to return to that area at other times in the future.
Rhodes says if you have any information on where Lydia Russo may be, you're asked to call the Sheriff's Office. In Portland, I'm Jim Ferretti, reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
And coming up next on your local news at 5:30, all those measures you've taken to save energy are paying off. We have a special report about the Northwest saving a record amount of power. I'm Lori Robb, reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.